Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. We have with us Coach Jim Newstead of the West Platte Blue Jays. And we come back here this next week after the game of Polo. Polo had their way with West Platte, 29-0. It was the final there. And, boy, going into that, it was one hot day. And for those that might remember, we moved it back an hour to start at 8 o'clock, which I think was the right decision. But coming out of that, certainly everybody had to make some adjustments to play at a later time. But once the sun went over the hill, it wasn't too bad. The game, we'll talk with a little bit about Coach here. And, Coach, there is a silver lining or two. I certainly think we had that there, and there's some momentum situations that we just couldn't quite finish. But I know it was a challenge for you, Coach, but certainly one thing about it, they can get ready for the next contest, but just kind of reviewing the game, just want to hear what you have to say about it, Coach.
The biggest silver lining is we can't play much worse this week. I mean, we have to do better. So it was a pretty a poor performance by us, and I thought we were a lot more prepared for the game than we were. I think our inner experience kind of, we're a little more experienced than I thought we were. I know we got some seniors playing the line that played before, but being in the trenches for the first time and being outweighed by that much, I mean, they averaged about 260 in the line, and we averaged 180 on the line. So it made a big difference with us offensively. I think that we had some spurts there. We showed some success. We moved the ball two or three times nice down into the red zone, and we just shot ourselves in the foot. And that was a nice call by Coach Gallagher, that screen on the 15-yard line. We brought four guys to block one, and all four guys seemed to miss one guy, and he made the play and stopped the touchdown there. And then we got down to the 10-yard line again later in the third quarter. I thought it was a good chance for us to put it in the end zone, and we just came out with a – I think Sam Davies, our tight end, jumped off sides and kind of killed the drive there. So we got to just be able to finish things. Defensively, we just got handled up front of the line of scrimmage. I put some bigger guys that I took off the line because I thought their guys were too big for our little guys to play D-line with, but we just couldn't handle their strength or the speed. They kind of worked us in line of scrimmage, and being a very hot night, when they're running up your throats like that, it kind of wears you out both physically and emotionally. So we got on our heels a little bit. Our younger guys didn't know how to handle adversity. I kind of snowballed. I think we're a lot better team than what we showed last week, and I'm hoping we can show it this week versus South Harrison.
Well, yeah, and I saw a few keys to the game, certainly, and like you mentioned, there was a few times you got pretty close. As a matter of fact, there was one time I called a touchdown because I couldn't see around the post. I thought he went on in. I didn't see him go out of bounds, but that's how close you were there, and I think I think that was Cohen Kite, I believe, and if he runs into the end zone, I think that may have been more of an interesting ball game.
Yeah, it's 14-7 if he scores in that drive, and then we go in the half with probably a little bit better mindset coming out. But I thought the kids, you know, as much as we were wore out and little rest we had, I thought they came back the second half and showed them that third quarter drive that we still had a little gumption, a little fight in us and so forth. But I think after that third drive and we didn't score, I think we kind of lost all the winning ourselves after that drive, and it kind of showed on the football field. I thought Gunnar Smith played a great game on defense. He's all over the place. He made lots of plays. I thought that Alex Kinslow had a good night at deep back for us. Alex Kinslow was our corner, and he was our leading tackler, so that's not something you want. You don't want your corner to be your leading tackler against a run team. So offensively, I thought, you know, there were signs where Dom and Kane both played well, and there were some signs where they played really bad. Offensive line did some good things. They did some bad things. So there's a lot of good talent there. A lot of our freshman boys play a lot better than I expected. We got a lot of potential for improvement, and I'm hoping that we show some of that improvement tomorrow night against South Harrison.
I think something to look at is the development of Kane Cogan and his rollout passing. I seem to be halfway impressed with that. Once he's able to roll out, either he's going left or right, he seems to be pretty much on target with those.
Yeah, he threw the ball well. I wish he would, sometimes he was wide open for a run. I wish he would take that ability and run the ball. That kind of helps stretch the defense and open up some receivers. But it's not like he's scared to run. He's run the ball well for us. It's just being locked in a receiver or coverage, and you forget that that option's there. So hopefully he gets that opportunity this week and takes advantage of it and spreads the defense out a little bit.
All right. Well, we'll wrap that one up on certainly the game. Polo wins 29-0. Who knows? West Platte may have an opportunity to play them again down the road. And speaking of which, that brings us to talk about something that kind of developed pretty close to when game time happened last week. We got our list of districts, and certainly a different situation than what we've seen in the past. Nine teams, and the more or less stretches north and goes south through looks like Midway there, and some of the other schools, a lot of these schools we've never seen before.
Yeah, it goes, our district goes as far south as past Midway, and then it goes as far east as Lincoln. So we got kind of a large area, Lincoln and Carrollton, in those areas. So a lot of schools we haven't seen, but a lot of things that we're familiar with. Cass Midway played Mid-Buck last week, so we already got some film on them, so that helped. Believe it or not, Cass Midway is my first coaching and teaching job in my career. So
okay, yeah.
Back in the 90s, that's where I started this whole gig at. So I know Coach Butcher well at Cass Midway. He's still there from when I was there. So I got a little bit of friendly foe there, and I know what's going on. District-wise, I think if I was to look at what happened, I'm just based on week one, I think the four runners in our district are Polo, who we played last week, and North Platte. I think both of those teams are probably the most physical teams in that district, and those are the teams that we're both going to play, so they're going to be some big-time games for us.
Yes, and Coach, you know, we take every game is going to mean a lot when we have an opportunity to go head-to-head, certainly with North Platte down the road. That's kind of a game I'm kind of looking at. That could be a big deciding factor toward as we get closer to district play.
Yeah, it'll be a big sign factor. We have a lot of improvement to worry before I worry about North Platte. We have some things to fix. And I'm worried about us right now. And I think the kids had a great week of practice. I know it's not easy to come back from 29-0 and give up 310 yards of rushing and one touchdown and give up 121 yards of passing and two touchdowns. We saw some silver lining on film. We saw some things we could fix. It's going to help us a little bit so we get Dalton Woodward back this game. So he's back playing for us at running back and linebacker. So he's going to add to the mix a little bit, and that's going to help a bunch.
All right, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a look at this next opponent. The South Harrison Bulldogs come to town Friday night. We'll take a quick break, and we'll talk about the Bulldogs of South Harrison right after this. The Bartee Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bartee Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at barteelawfirm.com. Attic Storage of Platte County is your place to go for storage needs that can be climate controlled with large to small sizes. Attic Storage of Platte County has it all for you with tight security. Conveniently located near the Platte County Fairgrounds and just off I-29, stop by and check them out online at attic-storage.com or call 816-858-2511 and ask how you can get free company with your storage rental. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back. Well, we've got Coach Jim Newstead here just on the second half of our conversation with him today. And we bring in a familiar foe. Goes back some years. West Platte Blue Jays have played South Harrison a few times now over the years. And this time South Harrison makes, about a two-hour trip down here to Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Collison Field. South Harrison, you know, they draw the short straw, I guess, last week and played East Buchanan, who's been on a roll the last several years, and they got a few players that are awfully good. South Harrison ran to a buzzsaw 44-8. Coach, I know you've watched a little bit of film. What do you think about these South Harrison Bulldogs coming into town?
Well, you know, they're kind of a similar team as Polo, which I'm hoping we fared better than me last week. But they have a left tackle at 265, a guard at 220, a right tackle at 275, and a right guard at 220. So they got some big fellas there up front that have been playing for the last 3 years. Those are all seniors. The quarterback's a senior. His name is Braxton Booth. He's quarterback at 5'7", 150, and D-back. And then they have a big stout fullback, Caden Eckerson, who's a sophomore at 5'8", 180. Most of the offense goes through the quarterback and the fullback. They're running option this year. They usually kind of been a flex bone type offense, but they've kind of converted to option. They're going to run some midline, some outside veer, some power stuff, and they get double tight, three backs in the backfield, and they're going to try to grind it out and pound it out with the fullback and quarterback. So if you watch their game from last week, they're probably licking their chops from what you did, but we've had a pretty good week of practice, made some changes, moved some people around a little bit, worked the option. Option is a discipline-type defense, so we're going to have to stay disciplined. Hopefully we have that in us. We're going to find out, and hopefully we can match up with their grindiness on the front.
Interesting. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No problem. Sorry about that, Coach. You mentioned the word option. That brings back some certainly memories here. You got your responsibilities and stay at home kind of thing, but you got to check off the responsibilities first. It just takes a lot of discipline to take on a team that runs the option well.
Yeah, it takes a lot of discipline, especially when you got a quarterback as good as the Booth kid. He can find windows. He can get outside. He's done it for a while. He's a good football player, so we're going to really have to buckle down and make sure he doesn't beat us and be disciplined with our eyes. On defense, they run a 3-3 stack, kind of the same, like I said, similar as Polo. They're kind of both on the same sides. They're going to run a 3-3 stack and bring those linebackers inside a lot. We had some simple mistakes. It seemed like every run play we ran last week or play we failed at, it was like one person made a different mistake every time.
Yeah.
So we got to kind of clean that up. One person can make a heck of a difference when you're talking about the people in the box. So we've made a couple changes in our blocking schemes, made a few things easier for the kids. Probably not going to flip linemen back and forth this week. Going to stay right and left with that. So I think we've had a good week of practice. I think we watched a lot of film. We made a conscious effort this week that we're going to watch every single practice, talk through all of our mistakes, make some changes. I know I kept the kids here a little bit longer than they wanted to this week, but we had some things to fix, and I think they responded well to that. We had some good practices, and we had some good film sessions. So hopefully this younger team with a little bit of inexperience can pick up the slack from last week to this week against South Harrison.
Well, at least we don't have the heat to practice in this week that you experienced the week before. That had to make it feel a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, it's coming next week, though. It's coming back.
But, yeah.
You know, to be honest, I was surprised. I really thought the heat would affect the bigger kids last week, and it kind of affected us. And once again, I said, when you lose your momentum, you kind of start thinking about the heat and you get grounded out. So we got to keep our momentum up and our positiveness up this week. I think both teams are about similar type teams. I think they probably have a little more at the line of scrimmage than we do. We probably got a little more at the skill position. So we're going to make a conscious effort to be able to run the ball. We only ran the ball for 53 yards last week, and I don't care if you're a throwing team or not. If you only run the ball for 53 yards, then they're going to pin the airbags and come after you pass-wise. It might be the reason we were 6 for 26 last week, which is pretty awful showing there on the pass perception. So we're going to have to play well. We're going to have to come up and make some mistakes, fix our mistakes, play well, play some energy, our first home game. We need to be excited about that, and hopefully get a nice crowd to cheer us on.
I know we're certainly excited about that as well, Coach. We wish you well tomorrow night as the Blue Jays take on South Harrison. Best wishes to you, Coach, and certainly we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow night as well.